News Radio KMAN in Focus continues here on a Monday morning. We're chatting with Pat Collins, retiring emergency management director and fire chief in Riley County. And Pat, you said during the break you wanted to share a story about the first time you met Dave Lewis.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on, Dave. I'd already met Dave, but this was after that. We had a tornado that hit Keats. Mm-hmm. And during the news brief, of course, we go live. One of the things we'd always done was work really good with K-Man, because you guys simulcast on all your radio stations. And Dave, during the incident, said, "I can see the tornado. It's coming. You ought to see it." So I went to visit Dave and said, "Dave, whatever you do, don't tell people to go outside and look at tornadoes." So we sat down. It was kind of funny, but that was 1991, I think, Dave.
But that's tornado watching is not a spectator sport. What?
Well, we don't recommend that. So
I do not recall that whatsoever. But then I don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday either. So
that was years ago.
My goodness, yeah, and I was new here. I'd had quite a bit of experience doing that stuff, you know, in prior engagements and reporting and anchoring on severe weather situations. And that was one where I remember Ken Scott, who was the news director at the time, and he was live on the air over there by Keats, and we had this big old 89 van, one of those. I mean, it was just a big van. And he's reporting from over by Keats. He says, "Yeah, it's not far from here because this van's just a rocking and a rolling."
Yep.
And he showed no fear. But Ken was here during 93 as well. And, that was a time where, you know, we probably took a little bit more initiative. And who knew what things would lead up to in 93? Goodness gracious.
Well, the nice part about it is whenever we've had a disaster, the media, I know we share a lot with K-Man, but we also share with the rest of the media. And they've always been really responsive to our needs to get information out in a timely fashion and get the right information. And one of the things that we did with the 93 flood, and we talked about that, was we set up a hotline where you guys would take questions from people and call us to get answers at the Emergency Operations Center. So big kudos to K-Man and all their personnel over the years, because, you've been a part of our team.
Yeah. And one of the things also, you know, we started having many of our staff go to the spotter meetings and learning more and more about not only how to know about the atmospheric situations, but also to apparently not tell people to go outside and watch. But Brandon, in 93, we wait basically here for at least 7 days, went into full-scale tornado emergency coverage. Mm. We had extra staff here, and for a couple of days there, Pat, I think we were just basically all emergency information with hardly any other additional programming, because we had so much to talk about, so many things to share. People do a lot of great people doing nice things in our community. We had some K-State football players over here sandbagging around the radio station. We had waters over here to our satellite dish. That's just about 25 feet off to the east of the building. We had a canoe, a boat out here. We had made plans for a helicopter to take us over to Flush over at the K-Rock Tower site and do emergency. We had a studio set up over there in case we needed to abandon the building because, you know, we were under threat here. And so we had that aspect as well as trying to keep everything, you know, on the air. Pertinent information, very important information for our community to be aware of because of the threat of more waters coming out of Tuttle. It was a scary deal, Pat. What unnerved you the most about the 93 flood?
Well, I learned a very valuable lesson about being a public information officer. Every day we would meet at 6 o'clock. We'd come up with a statement at 7 o'clock. We'd do a press briefing at 8 o'clock. And one morning about 5 o'clock in the morning, I had, it's like CBS out of New York called and put me on live. And they asked me about the dam break. And so at the press conference, I told the whole press team about, hey, I got a call from New York, and they asked me about the dam break. And I said, we didn't have a dam break. I said, give me a dam break. And next thing I know, it's on all the poster boards, everything around town. It's the talk of the town. So you got to kind of watch out what you say.
I had not heard that story before. That's a riot.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, and, you know, one of the things that I thought was remarkable in 93 also, we developed a relationship with the city of Boston. I remember doing interviews with, I can't remember what the radio station's call letters were, but it's the big talk station in Boston. I did an interview with them. And there's a lot of national concern because, you know, the potential for a dam break, which there was concern not so much about the dam breaking, but, you know, the having to open the gates fully and what the impact that could have had, that was rather unnerving.
Well, and the information, it isn't like today where we have Brian up at the Corps of Engineers. Brian, this last year, he spent every day with us, you know, and back in 93, we had to deal with the people in Kansas City, and they only gave us so much information. So the day that they opened up the outlet, they told us at about 3 o'clock that they weren't going to do that. And then we get a call at, I think, 5:30 or something like that saying, hey, we're in about 2 hours, we're going to open those gates. And so we had that much notice, and we had to notify people. And of course we'd already evacuated those areas. So we had a lot of that stuff in place, but it's kind of unnerving when you're getting that kind of information and in a less than timely manner. Oh, yeah. So we have a great working relationship with the people at the Corps now. They did a great job this last year. And of course, all our surrounding counties have always been great to work with.
And talk about, you know, just, you know, in 1993 compared to last year, and obviously we caught a break last year, but just the difference with technology and the speed of how you were able to communicate now and what the difference was like.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, having a PIO team out there that was putting public information out, was gathering information and getting those questions and feeding it to the Emergency Operations Center, having a direct link to the Corps, having all the other surrounding counties and jurisdictions and government agencies all meet daily, it worked out really well, and it gave us the advantage of being able to look ahead and do some planning and get some information. And we actually, in 93, we started working out of the coal chute at the old jail at 600 Colorado, and then we moved up and we took over the training room this year, or not last year, 93, or last year during the flooding. We actually, the city of Manhattan and Chief French up there at the fire station said, hey, why don't we move up here? We've got a lot more room. We could get everybody in the building. And it actually worked out a lot better. So having that kind of cooperation and collaboration was what's made my job so easy over the years.
We got to take another break here, but we'll continue our conversation here. Pat Collins joining us on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We'll be back after this.